For half a century, race car drivers have been careening around the blind corners at Sears Point, now known as Sonoma Raceway, revving their engines along the ups and downs of a course known for sudden changes in elevation, and that eventually brought NASCAR to the Bay Area. The Sonoma Raceway marks its 50th anniversary this year with special events this weekend, and we're going to talk more all about it with Rick Knoop, who joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. He is a race car driver and historian. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Tell us what is so significant about Sonoma Raceway.
Well, for me, I'm a five-generation San Francisco family. The biggest part was is when it was developed, there was two venues in the San Francisco area for people that were pursuing motorsports and racing. And when Sears Point, my first time on that particular facility was 1974, so I've been running that track off and on for, gosh, 45 years. And I think the biggest change is the elevation changes. Driving a race car is a challenge in its own right on a road course or an oval. But when you put the elevation changes that Sears Point has, the 2.55 miles, the carousel, and you put a 3,800-pound NASCAR in some of these more agile sports cars, it's really a thrill. And to run that track well, it paid off handsomely in other international events that I ended up going, because Sears Point is actually my home track.
We also understand that you've made a film about the raceway.
The film is about actually Laguna Seca Raceway, but it's called Racing Through the Forest, and it's a documentary. But it represents more of the San Francisco Sports Car Club of America heritage. And I'd love to do one on Sears Point, but it's Sears Point right now with the 50th anniversary. What a thrill. It's in the proper area, and there's loads of us out there that call that track home, and what a fabulous, it has international appeal as well.
Now, we understand that NASCAR began racing at Sears Point about 30 years ago in 1989. How significant was that for the area and for the raceway?
Absolutely. One of the most significant venues for motorsports. We had lost a racetrack in Southern California. I say we, the state of California, called Riverside. NASCAR needed a place that was a road racing specific track. They had a huge crowds down there. We will have huge crowds here this weekend already. It was very significant to get these teams and to hit the California market, because it is a very, very popular media friendly form of motorsports.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. That is race car driver, historian Rick Knoop, talking about the 50th anniversary this year of the Sonoma Raceway.